Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Iran broke the terms of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. An Iranian foreign ministry official says today it's part of a pack of lies aimed at influencing President Trump to pull out of that nuclear deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
It has the chance to be a big event.
President Trump discussing possible sites for his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying several are still being looked at.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
And reports are Kim Jong-un has also said the DMZ would be a great meeting place for the two. You'll remember last Friday, Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president met there. The White House pushing back the deadline to enact stiff steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House says the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. The extensions impact the EU, Canada, and Mexico. Agreements have been reached in principle for Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. According to a survey of 20,000 Americans by health insurance company Cigna, more young Americans are likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Metro editor for the New York Times newspaper abruptly resigning on Monday following an internal investigation, though neither Wendell Jamison nor the paper have specified the reasons for his departure. A spokesperson for the Times confirming the resignation, but declining to offer specifics about the investigation, what led to it, and what led to Jamison's resignation. Jamison only said in a statement he regrets and apologizes for mistakes and for leaving under these circumstances. The Republican who lost to a Democrat in a special U.S. Senate race in Alabama last December, filing a lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual assault just weeks before the balloting. Roy Moore saying the three were part of a political conspiracy aimed at preventing his election.
What we've documented in this complaint will show the people of Alabama that these people knew what they were doing. They described what they were going to do. They did it. And they bragged about doing it after.
The lawsuit's asking for compensatory as well as punitive damages. It claims the three accusers all have ties to the Democratic Party. It also blames the, quote, liberal media for working to ensure that Moore would, as he did, lose the election. And a CNBC SurveyMonkey poll out this morning finds most small business owners believe business conditions are good, though nearly 30% expect trade policies to have a negative impact on their businesses soon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Time is 10:05. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio. Weather, it's 66 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. No rain in the forecast today. Today is the first day of May. Sunny and a high of 76, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour, mainly clear and a low of 53 tonight, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny sky and 84 tomorrow, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, 87. On the 4th, may the 4th be with you. Partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, 84. Partly cloudy and 77 on Saturday. Cloudy with a few showers on Sunday, 69. And Monday, cloudy showers, cloudy skies early become partly cloudy later in the day, 72. Temperatures in the area, it is 66 in Raritan, 66 in East Amwell, 67 in Kingwood, 63 in Frenchtown, 60 in West Portal, 67 up in near Hackettstown, and 66 over in Basking Ridge. That is Hunt Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back with Tech Today in just a moment, right after this.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
CRDB, HunterChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers, be they seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me there. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside the show, visit my website, bluepantherbiz.com. All right, folks, it's Tuesday. It's Tech Day. It's May Day. And we have tons of things to talk about. Lots of great things to go over. Some good and some not so good. Big news in the tech industry with the change in the with the merger and acquisition announcement of Sprint and T-Mobile. So we're going to talk about that. And lots of other tech gadgets and news that came our way. The first one is privacy. Wow. Where did the world go wrong here? Unbelievable. Facebook's privacy changes leave the developers now really angry and steaming. This is from the New York Times. Shira Frankel on April 30th wrote that for years, CubeU made a business out of personal data on Facebook. The company had unfettered access to Facebook users' information, which it gathered up through quizzes and later sold as reports to clients. But 3 weeks ago, CubeU's relationship with Facebook soured. The mighty social network, which was dealing with a backlash over how it had not done enough to protect user privacy, cut off CubeU after a CNBC report said that the small data analytics company had misled people into believing its quizzes would be used for nonprofit academic research. Instead, the report said the data was sold to marketers. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but these cute little things keep going on there. I don't know if these are the ones, but where they're trying to figure out what type of rock star you are, what type of poet you are, what type of TV character you are. You're giving away information about you. It's cute. It's fun. You like to do it. You share stuff. But basically, you're giving away information about who you are. Frederico Tru, CubeU's chief executive, told the New York Times that his company had done nothing wrong and that it had followed Facebook's rules in disclosing what it was using prolific profile data for, both academic and business purposes. He said CubeU was just collateral damage on Facebook has overzealously scrambled to show what it cares about data privacy. Facebook threw us under the bus, said Mr. Tru, who added that he intended to boycott a Facebook event for developers this week. Facebook became what it was because of developers. Now they want to blame us for everything that has happened to them. Facebook's relationship with his vast community of developers has reached a tense moment once more since news broke in late March that the political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica had improperly harvested the information of millions of Facebook users. The social network has made a series of changes to limit how much of its user information can be obtained by third parties. Those shifts have had an unintended domino effect on many of the companies and programmers that relied on Facebook spigot of data for their businesses. Some, like CubeU, said they have been unfairly blocked from accessing Facebook users. Tinder, the dating app, discovered that its users were no longer able to log into the app using their Facebook accounts. Pod, a calendar syncing app, found that its users could no longer see Facebook events within their calendars. And Job Fusion, a jobs app that allowed users to see where their Facebook friends worked, announced that it was no longer able to offer its services within Facebook. The fallout has cast a shadow over Facebook's annual meeting with developers, which was scheduled to start on Tuesday in San Jose, California. The event, which includes a speech from Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, is typically a major attraction for developers. But this year, half a dozen developers who had previously attended the conference told the Times that they did not plan to go because they objected to Facebook's policy changes. Others who planned to be there said they intended to challenge Facebook's leaders over the changes. Good luck with that. Facebook said it expected roughly 5,000 people, a record high, to be at the developer conferences, which is known as F8. But the company also said it has tweaked the event with an eye toward data privacy. For example, the social network canceled the announcement of Facebook's smart home speaker to challenge Amazon's Echo and Google's Home amid worries that the device would raise more questions about the amount of data the company collects. Amy Archambong, Facebook's vice president of product partnerships, said developers are incredible partners for the company, but also added that it must strike the right balance between creating compelling social experiences, protecting people's data, and supporting an innovative developer ecosystem. Bhaskar Chakravorty, Senior Associate Dean at the Fletcher School in Tufts University, said Facebook had to walk a fine line. They have taken a blunt instrument approach, which is the right thing to do with a public relations standpoint, he said, but now they need to reach out to developers and smooth things over. For much of its history, Facebook has been had a rocky relationship with the developers. It has sometimes adopted policies to attract developers, including by opening access to its vast troves of user data. Developers, in turn, created apps that became emblematic of Facebook experience. Apps such as Farmville, a farming simulation game played with friends on the social network, which also made by the name gaming company Zynga. But developers can often be at the mercy of any changes that Facebook decides to make. When Facebook clamped down on viral apps several years ago, it became harder for companies like Zynga to spread their games across the social media site. Zynga has since turned toward making mobile games, and its fortunes have plummeted. Facebook announced a series of privacy changes in early April. Under the new measures, developers can only see a Facebook user's name, profile photo, and email address. Previously, they could see more information, like users' Facebook posts. Facebook is also cutting off developers' access to users' accounts if someone has not used their apps for 3 months or longer. That policy, intended to prevent developers from collecting information in the background for months or years after people stop using their apps. Facebook also announced that it is investigating apps that had gained access to large amounts of its data in the past and said it was conducting an audit of any company that it believed has shown suspicious activity. QBU got caught up in the dragnet in early April. At the time, CNBC reported that the company, which is based in Redwood City, had collected users' Facebook information for academic purposes and then sold the data to commercial firms without informing users. Facebook said it was conducting an audit of QBU to determine if there was any wrongdoing. Mr. True said QBU fully complies with Facebook's requirement of disclosing the data it collects and that the data is used for. He added that QBU strips out any personally identifiable information and it gets from Facebook. QBU is simply being singled out as part of a witch hunt by Facebook, he said. We did everything by the rules, and we are ready to prove that, said Mr. True, and said his company has repeatedly reached out to Facebook to talk. There is no way to talk to them to find out anything. Well, it's funny. If you're, you know, when you're logging on to Facebook and any other software, people, there is an enterprise user level agreement. You read nothing of it most of the time. You probably read one in your life or maybe half of it. And then you accept it because you say, what's the difference? They're going to do whatever they're going to do. And then you're surprised when something like this happens. Pretty much the same thing probably happens with the developers. They get on the Facebook bandwagon. They sign up with a contract. In there, I'm sure, is something that allows Facebook to make whatever changes they want. The companies readily agree because they see dollar signs. And now the backlash hits, and now they're struggling to try and figure it out. I have some news for you. The first thing you need to do in any type of business is to strategically plan. If you're basing all of your profit on one company, and that company shuts off the spigot, then you weren't strategically planning properly. You cannot do that. You have to say, what if? There's a thing in business strategy called SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The last one is threat. Weakness is also something to think about. If you're basing your entire business profile on Facebook, and you know that you've signed an agreement that Facebook is going to could shut off things at any given moment, then you haven't done yourself or your employees or your company or your shareholders any service. You're enjoying the run, you're enjoying the great wave, but you forgot that there could always be that weakness, and that weakness hit today. We need to be vigilant about our data. It's getting in the way. It's getting taken for granted. We're giving it away without any thought process whatsoever. It's time to start thinking about if you're good with it, that's fine. But if you're shrugging your shoulders and say, I just want it, and the appeal of that particular brand or that particular game is so moving that you're just going to give up your rights because you want to play it, well then, foolish on you. Because you've signed something that says give it away. But don't be surprised when it happens. And that's the sad part. We're going to get a little later on, we're going to talk about DNA. That one should be interesting, and you might be surprised to learn what's happening there. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington's Tech Today Show. It's the WHCRDB's Tech Today Show on HuntChamber.com, the voice of business. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back to Tech Today. We're on HuntingtonChamber.com, the voice of business. This is WHCRDB, and we're in the midst of a huge change in our lives with regard to fossil fuels. We're starting to now turn the corner. It's more than 18 years in the making, but you can start to see the changes. You can start to feel the changes. A lot more electric cars on the road. There's a lot more people driving golf carts locally, mopeds. We learn about the scooters that are going on in San Francisco. Uber is the reason, because people are sharing cars instead of having to buy cars. So things continue to move. Here's another sign. FedEx adds a hydrogen fuel cell van to its fleet. This is on Engadget. Daniel Cooper published today. He says, cars are bad for us in pretty much every respect, especially since fossil fuel use contributes around 65% of all climate-changing emissions. Well, that may or may not be true. Since delivery companies zoom around our neighborhoods with diesel-belching vans every day, package vans need to get clean and fast. It's why FedEx is making a big deal that it just taken delivery of its first hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicle. The van has been built in partnership with Wool Workhorse Group and Plug Power and uses a hydrogen engine. The ride is in a service of FedEx facility in Menands, New York, and runs a standard delivery route for the logistics outfit. According to the companies involved, the WHIP can cover 160 miles per delivery cycle, after which it heads back to a hydrogen charging station in Latham. FedEx's new Super Green van has already racked up more than 3,000 test miles, and the company is hoping it'll clock 27,000 miles in its first 6 months. It's another component of the green vehicle puzzle that companies like FedEx are trying to solve. With the company also investing in electric semi-trucks, FedEx has ordered 20 Tesla semis, which will be distributed around its freight department when they arrive. That's pretty neat. So we're starting to see the big companies starting to make a move. I don't know if you have heard in terms of speed and distance traveled, UPS made a change in the way that they figure out their routes. And they try and avoid left-hand turns as much as possible. They figured out that left-hand turns take more time because they're idling longer to make the left-hand turn. So they rewrite the routes to go to the right most of the time and try and avoid doing left-hand turns. Every little, when they're doing that much delivery and that much driving, every little bit makes a big difference. So FedEx is making a change by bringing on Tesla. You know, we want to throw Tesla under the bus all the time because it's constantly making the news, going for quote-unquote money grabs. But Tesla is disrupting the industry. They are bringing the opportunity for us to somehow, some way, get a better car in the near future, or better trucks, or better rockets, whatever it may be. And we've had plenty of time to do this over the last 70 years, but we didn't. And now Tesla is doing it. FedEx is capitalizing on it. It's fantastic stuff. All right, what else do we got? Amazon is introducing something for the kiddies. This is on CNET.com. The invite-only program offers curated sets of kids' books for $22 a box. Amazon introduces Prime Book Box, a subscription service for kids' books. Amazon is going back to its bookseller roots for its latest Prime program. The online retailer on Tuesday introduced Prime Book Box, a subscription service that offers curated boxes of hardcover books for kids up to age 12. Customers can pick whether to receive the boxes every 1, 2, or 3 months, and each delivery costs $22, which Amazon says can save people up to 35% off the list price. The U.S.-only service is available by invitation only to Prime members. A restriction Amazon usually sets for home viewer newer programs, it still wants to test out with the public. While Amazon has expanded into becoming a cloud computing powerhouse, Hollywood studio and voice assistant developer CEO Jeff Bezos likes to emphasize the company's origin as a small online bookseller. Amazon was done so by continually updating its Kindle e-reader lineup and opening a series of its own bookstores called Amazon Books. The new program also builds on Amazon's work to expand its subscription services, which include encouragement
to get customers to subscribe to regular orders of soap or diapers, and its invite-only Prime Wardrobe clothing delivery service. For Prime Book Box, 4 board books are available per delivery for the baby to 2 age group. 2 hardcover books are available per box in the other 3 age groups, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and 9 to 12. Reminds me when you used to have a kid and you would buy the Dr. Seuss collection and get them to them one at a time or a couple at a time so that mom and dad can enjoy reading those classics to their children as they grow up. We're at the halfway mark on Tech Today. We're going to take our news break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes. Thank you for listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Chris Barnes.
Despite backlash from Democrats and Republicans alike, the comedian who hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night says she would do it all over again. Michelle Wolf being criticized for harsh jokes aimed at members of the administration, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But Wolf says in a Monday interview,
"I'm honestly, I wouldn't change a single word that I said. I'm very happy with what I said, and I'm glad I stuck to my gun."
Wolf speaking there on NPR's Fresh Air. Iranian officials are denying claims by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Iran broke the terms of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. An Iranian foreign ministry official says today it's part of a pack of lies aimed at influencing President Trump to pull out of that nuclear deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
It has the chance to be a big event.
President Trump discussing possible sites for his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying several are still being looked at.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
And reports are Kim Jong-un has also said the DMZ would be a great meeting place for the two. You'll remember last Friday, Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president met there. The White House pushing back the deadline to enact stiff steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House says the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. The extensions impact the EU, Canada, and Mexico. Agreements have been reached in principle for Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. According to a survey of 20,000 Americans by health insurance company Cigna, more young Americans are likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Metro editor for the New York Times newspaper abruptly resigning on Monday following an internal investigation, though neither Wendell Jamison nor the paper have specified the reasons for his departure. A spokesperson for the Times confirming the resignation, but declining to offer specifics about the investigation, what led to it, and what led to Jamison's resignation. Jamison only said in a statement he regrets and apologizes for mistakes and for leaving under these circumstances. The Republican, who lost to a Democrat in a special U.S. Senate race in Alabama last December, filing a lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual assault just weeks before the balloting. Roy Moore saying the three were part of a political conspiracy aimed at preventing his election.
What we've documented in this complaint will show the people of Alabama that these people knew what they were doing. They described what they were going to do. They did it. And they bragged about doing it after.
The lawsuit's asking for compensatory as well as punitive damages. It claims the three accusers all have ties to the Democratic Party. It also blames the, quote, liberal media for working to ensure that Moore would, as he did, lose the election. And a CNBC Survey Monkey poll out this morning finds most small business owners believe business conditions are good, though nearly 30% expect trade policies to have a negative impact on their businesses soon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
To Tech Today. We're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. So we're talking about privacy. And one of the things that has been a huge growth in our society today, a trend that has gone on, is ancestry. We've learned about Ancestry.com and 23andMe and all that stuff. Well, boy, do I got some information for you. That is how the police were able to locate the Golden State Killer. Not that he spit into a cup for 23andMe, but they were able to use genome and DNA databases to track him down. And those databases are free and public access. So this is on CNNmoney.com, or excuse me, www.cnn.com, and it's by Keith Allen, Jason Hanna, and Sherry Mossberg of CNN, updated today, the 27th of April. Police used free genealogy database to track Golden State Killer suspect, investigators say. So a free-to-use, publicly accessible genealogy and DNA database helped bring police to a step closer to the man they believe is the Golden State Killer, a key investigator in the case told CNN. Paul Holes, a recently retired investigator with California's Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office, said he took crime scene DNA, believed to be that of the culprit, and entered the profile into the online Florida-based GED Match database. GED Match is a site where people enter their own DNA profiles or genealogical data.
such as those that you get from DNA tests through paid services such as Ancestry, and try to find family matches with other users. Holes said that which he entered the crime scene DNA profile, more than 100 users matched at a distant relative, possibly as close as a third cousin. To use GED Match, users agree to make their information public and attach at least an email address to their profile. Holes said investigators contacted one or two people as they tried to find, from distant relatives, a pool of people who could have been the Golden State Killer of the 70s and 80s. Joseph James D'Angelo, 72, was arrested on Tuesday in Sacramento, California, in a suburb of suspicion of being the man who killed 12 people and raped more than 50 women in the 70s and 80s. Quote, this investigation lasted over 40 years, but with this course of DNA testing and matching, it took us only 4 months to get to the right pool of people, said Holes. He retired 3 weeks ago. This guided us to the right pool of people without having to ruffle the sensibilities of a whole lot of people. When D'Angelo's name emerged in what investigators believe was the pool of possible suspects last week, detectives used a different DNA sample, one that was discarded, and matched it to existing evidence from the investigation, law enforcement officials said on Wednesday. The Sacramento Bee first reported that police matched crime scene DNA to genetic material from a relative who was registered on genealogical sites. Steve Grippy, Sacramento Chief Deputy District Attorney, confirmed the news in CNN. Grippy told the newspaper that investigators spent a long time exploring online family trees before focusing the investigation on a suspect. He told CNN that other details in the Bee report are accurate. Curtis Rogers, a partner with GED Match, said he learned about the site's link to the investigation through media reports. Quote, although we were not approached by law enforcement or anyone else about the case and about the DNA, it was always been GED Match's policy to inform users that the database could be used for other uses, as set forth in the site policy. Does that sound familiar? Rogers said in a statement, while the database was created for genealogical research, it is important that GED Match participants understand the possible uses of their DNA, including identification of relatives that have committed crimes or were crimes victims of crimes. If you are concerned about non-genealogical uses of your DNA, you should not upload your DNA to the database, and you should remove DNA that has already been uploaded. DNA played a key role in the investigation well before it was entered in the GED Match. Years ago, detectives believed the homicides in Sacramento and Southern California were connected, but they could not prove it. But he would not leave fingerprints, so we could not prove other than his MO that he was the same person. We did not know anything about DNA, said Larry Compton, retired detective for Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department. Once DNA tests were available, investigators were able to confirm the same man committed three of the attacks. In 2001, DNA evidence determined the East Area Rapist was the same offender as the original Night Stalker. Now the man is known as the Golden State Killer. So there you go. So you do 23andMe, you do Ancestry.com, you do all that cool stuff, and it sounds very exciting. You're going to find your long-lost relatives and stuff like that. But that now is a blueprint that finds you. Now, if you haven't done anything wrong, that's fine. But think about this. That's from the police point of view. This is a DNA match that's out there on for public use. What if an insurance company gets it and somehow they're able to use your DNA to figure out whether you are a big risk? Now, all of a sudden, they could decide from that risk that they might not insure you or raise your insurance rates. Maybe they can see that you're going to have a potential health issue in the near future. Well, so those types of things are now going to come into the forefront because we've gotten excited about this DNA and genealogy, but we don't realize that there's unintended consequences. Hey, I give the police department a tremendous amount of credit for using this type of technique to find this guy. If this guy is actually the person who did this, that's incredible amount of work and persistence on their part to keep it going and eventually find this person. But for the normal, average, innocent citizen, it's very concerning. You really should be thinking about how potentially dangerous this is. And this is nothing different than what we've been doing with our Facebook data and our Google data and our WhatsApp data and all the other stuff. So we have to be more intelligent and critically thinking about it because technology companies, I love them, but they are using your information. And we talked about it. It came up in the article for Facebook about the online speakers that are in your room that you talk to, Alexa and Echo and all that. That stuff's all being – you're getting stuff in there. I don't know what is being captured, but you know something's being captured. So you're giving away information for free because you want to have the fun of talking to your online speaker there. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Tech Today. This is on HuntingChamber.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. More disruption. There's always the guys on the mountain, and then there's the ones that are climbing up to take them on. Well, there's another app here, another program called Offer Up. Offer Up moves beyond local selling to take on eBay in the U.S. Now, I had not even known about Offer Up until I saw this article, so I'm curious about what Offer Up has in terms of features, and I'm curious about how they're going to take on the behemoth eBay. It's written by Paul Sowers, and it was on May 1st at 6 a.m. on VentureBeat.com. And Paul says that OfferUp is a mobile-first platform designed to help people buy and sell things locally. It's ramping up its e-commerce game today with the news that it's expanding its nationwide shipping. This move positions OfferUp firmly alongside established players like eBay. Founded out at Seattle in 2011, OfferUp is like a mobile-focused version of Craigslist, minus the job and housing classifieds. It has raised north of $220 million since its inception and counts among its investors such big-name backers as Andreessen Horowitz, Warburg Pincus, and Lax Levchin. OfferUp now claims 42 million users each year. The concept behind OfferUp has been pretty simple. People can buy and sell things in cash within their area. Items on the marketplace include jewelry, electronics, clothes, toys, and more. Now OfferUp will enable users to offer shipping across the entire U.S. Quote, we know that OfferUp community loves buying and selling in their own communities, and it's in that passion that has driven us to become one of the fastest-growing mobile marketplaces in the industry, noted OfferUp CEO and co-founder Nick Hoser. Many of our users depend on OfferUp to earn or save money and therefore see our marketplace not just as an app, but as a way of life. Though we continue to be local at heart, shipping was the next logical step for our business because successful transactions is what keeps our users coming back every day. It is true that expanding beyond the local buy and sell ethos is the next logical step for a platform such as OfferUp. The move also gives the company a distinct advantage over other players in the field, such as Letgo, which has raised around $375 million in venture funding and merged with Wallapop a couple years back to expand in the U.S. Facebook has also been doubling down its efforts to connect buyers with sellers locally through its marketplace service. Shipping could give OfferUp a leg up on these other services, and the feature is now available across all 48 contiguous states through OfferUp Android and iOS apps. There are other restrictions, though. Shipping is also only available for items offered for less than $500, plus there are some limits on sizes. Items must weigh less than 20 pounds and be smaller than 10 108 inches length and girth. Though listings are free across the country, OfferUp takes its usual 7.9% cut, including the credit card fee, from the finally setting price. For context, eBay charges 10% final value fee, which it may also charge a separate listing fee, depending on what you're selling and how many items you typically sell in a month. This launch also means that OfferUp payment is now officially available across the U.S. The company has been testing out payments through credit and debit cards for a couple of years, but the feature didn't officially launch and it was later pulled altogether. But clearly, cash payments are no good when you're shipping an item from California to Florida, but buyers everywhere can now set themselves up with a payment account through the app. Though a spokesperson told VentureBeat that these isn't officially available for local in-person transactions, that will come at a later date. OfferUp is a mobile-first platform designed to help people buy and sell things locally. It's ramping up its e-commerce game today, and the news that it's expanding its nationwide shipping. Looks like it's shown up again, the article. Anyway, so there you have it. There's another one out there now called Nextdoor. Also has selling. You might have seen it now. It's coming through a wave of your neighborhood. So it's for people to sell, and it's other for comments as well, and meeting with folks and chatting about certain things, finding lost dogs, and complaining about your neighbor being too loud and stuff like that. But Nextdoor is coming, and you can also sell things through there as well. People put up items that they're selling and gives an opportunity to see some pictures. And because it's within your neighborhood, it's within close proximity. But the success of selling something obviously comes from the more people that see it. The more people that see it, the better off you're going to be in successfully selling it. Therefore, local may not be the best choice. It's also you're beholden to the economy in your particular locale. So if only one person is interested in buying your item, they could strike a price. What you want to have is a bidding war. If you have a bidding war, well, then your price, you get a higher price as the seller. It's not good for the buyer. So expanding your view to more customers throughout the U.S. produces more potential eyes, more potential buyers, more potential competitive buyers, therefore a better price. And that is all in the benefit. Well, it's 10:57. I have to move on out of here. Thank you for listening to Tech Today. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week. Stay tuned for Staying Young, followed by La Salud Mental Importa on Hunter Chamber Radio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But no one's done more for border security and public safety and law enforcement than this president.
The acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, there, announcing that he is retiring from that position. Homan says it's not because of any problems with President Trump.
I've worked for six different presidents. None of them has done more than Donald Trump has for border security and law enforcement. This president done more for us than any president, and I've worked for six of them.
Homan, speaking to Fox News there, was nominated to be the permanent ICE chief, but senators have been dragging their feet on that Trump nomination. President Trump says all is well in the White House amid reports that his chief of staff, John Kelly, called him an idiot. The president this morning tweeting of the media, quote, they're going crazy, making up false stories and using unnamed sources. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
That's the Israeli prime minister who yesterday produced files he claims indicate Iran did cover up a nuclear weapons program for years before signing the nuclear deal in 2015.